Mr. Vorstius, reel 5.
Any items of your official issue that you didn't wear? I mean, you told me about those cream vests, remember?
Yes, well, that was later on. So you wouldn't.
Well, we're talking about dress generally. You know, don't worry about Brick Ganges. We're talking about dress generally.
Well, you could buy them from a tailor shop. Tailor shop in these little. And it was known as Dickies. And in place of, they used to take the place of your ordinary flannel vest. And they was white. Well, there wasn't really flannel, it was a kind of wasn't cotton either.
Okay.
It was a kind of.
Yes. What was the official attitude to this kind of tiddlying of your clothes? Did they turn a blind eye?
No, not exactly. They didn't turn a blind eye. The captain used to say, we like to see you looking nice and smart. And that was on shore. Mm-hmm. So, but not on board. You see, he was natural on board. Which, when ashore, used to be known as being tiddly. Mm. When ashore and being tiddly.
Yes. You had a gunnery course on Ganges.
Yes.
Too, I believe. Now, could you describe the gunnery course for me? What it involved? Any special equipment or dress that might have been issued?
Well, it started like this. You learnt the parts of a gun from the breech to the muzzle, and then the different workings of a heavy gun. Then what was known as deflection and elevation system.
Yeah.
And the other one would be learning all about the training, or the training it right or left, and up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And then from then onwards, after you'd done all this sort of thing, you would go into to practice firing a gun, but you wouldn't use full. A big shell or anything like that, you would use little pellets which was attached and to the gun, like a small rifle, and it was exactly in line with the gun.
I see.
And they just put a pellet in and the target at the end of the gun, and you would train the gun right or left or up and down until you got onto the fire, and you if you was on there, you get a bullseye, or whichever. Would you have to correct your training right or left?
So gunnery instructors had a reputation of being particularly strict. Did you find them so?
They were strict, yes. Oh yes, they had to be strict.
Could you give me any examples of their kind of strictness?
If you were slow in loading or anything, you'd have to run round the gunnery room for quite a number of times till he told you that he thought you'd had enough. Or if you was done something wrong, he'd give you a 6-inch shell, a 100-pound 6-inch shell to hold and walk round with. There were several.
Didn't you get in some trouble when you were on your gunnery course? Something to do with the buckles on your leggings?
That was at Shotley, yes, that was at Shotley. But that was in field training.
Yeah, what happened then exactly?
The buckles, the end of the strap of the buckle wasn't turned in properly. And the gunnery officer came along and And so they wouldn't, and he just tapped me with his stick, which meant that I came to it, if I was standing at ease, come to attention, take a pace forward, slope arms, turn left or right as the case may be, and double away to the drill shed, give a name in, and come back again. And he wasn't told till he'd done your punishment what was wrong.
What did the punishment consist of?
Doubling around the parade ground, rifle drill, several different exercises, such as holding a rifle and out straight, bringing it back to your shoulder, and two hands up above your head. And that would be if it was too wet to go out on the parade ground, you do that in the drill shed.
Were you carrying a pack as well?
Yes.
What was in the pack?
Sand. So the weight of complete weight of kit that you would carry on active service.
And when did you find out what you'd been punished for?
After you'd done your punishment.
Was discipline at Ganges, how did it compare with discipline on Arethusa?
Well, it was stricter.
Give me some examples.
Stricter on the in the Navy.
Give me some examples of the way.
If you was very slack in falling in like that, you'd get you'd be taken up before your duty officer or the officer of your class, and the instructor would tell him what you've done wrong, and he would think out the punishment for you. If you was slack in the class, you'd be put in the first lieutenant's report, and you'd be taken before the first lieutenant, and if he thought it was just that you was being slack and not paying more attention, he would just give you extra work. But if he thought you was always being too slack, you would get the captain's report, and the captain's report would consist of punishment known as A. There was 8A and 10A punishment. The 8A was supposed to be the worst punishment of the lot.
What was it?
You had to have your meals away from the mess. You weren't allowed to sit down. You had to stand up for your meals, breakfast, dinner and tea.
Where?
On the upper deck, or in the case of the Ganges, you used to have your mess, stand up to the... In the dormitory, you wouldn't sit down, and then you'd be
in the dormitory. Did you say?
Yes, it was all dormitories in the Ganges.
So the other boys would be sitting down in the dormitory,
yes,
eating, and you'd be standing up.
Standing up, yes. And another other part of the punch would be facing paintwork for an hour, white paintwork.
Well, tell me a bit more about this. What would happen? Where would you go? What would you be facing exactly?
If it was on board a ship, you'd be standing facing paintwork, white paintwork, which would be on the upper deck or down on the mess deck. And you stand there for an hour facing that paintwork with your hands on your head or on your hips or anywhere like where they thought it would hurt you most.
What about smoking? Was that dealt with the same way as it
yeah,
was?
Yeah, smoking was dealt with just the same on board a ship as a boy. You weren't allowed to smoke. Not even Christmas Day.
Well, Compare it with Arethusa. Did you see boys get punished for smoking on...
Oh, yes.
What happened?
Cane. They get the captain's report and caned.
Where?
Well, in the gymnasium at Shotley, but on the upper deck or in on the mess deck in the ship.
And were boys assembled to witness punishment?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yes, they were all lined up.
Who administered the general discipline in the dormitories? Who was in charge of the dormitories?
We had, there was two officers and two petty officers, instructors. Two petty officers, instructors, and two officers. They gave you a punishment of extra work, things like that. They didn't take you up before anybody higher than themselves. It would be wasting time. But they give you extra work. Over night time, consisting of cleaning floor part of the floors, or because the floors were polished, you'd have to clean a part of the floor or polish the floor in the bathrooms. There wasn't bathrooms; they was wash places.
There was also a punishment for being dirty, wasn't there?
Oh yes. If he wasn't clean, the boys would two boys would be teed out to scrub you.
Well, where and how would that be done?
In the wash place with a scrubber. With a scrubber and soap until he was clean. When it was done once, they soon kept themselves clean after that.
How did spit and polish compare at Ganges as with aboard ship? Where did you have most spit and polish type jobs to do?
Well, in the Ganges, there was no spit or polish really. Your dormitories was mostly the spitting and polished with the floor being all highly polished with. It was known as the plate and stuff they put on was known as shellac. It was a kind of varnish, but it was heavy, thick, heavy varnish. Shellac crystals.
Now, your first ship was the Berwick. Yeah. And I remember last time when we were talking, you told me that there was a lot of spit and polish aboard the Berwick.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the kinds of spit and polish jobs you had to do aboard her.
Well, ordinary bright work stations, after the mess deck was scrubbed, the decks were scrubbed, you clean the brass work. Well, a lot of the bollards on board a ship, and the bell, two bells rather, one far and one aft, and the electric light covers. I don't know how to explain it, but the ordinary...
You'd have a brass fitting over an electric
brass
light.
Brass fitting, yes, over the light, which was revolved round if you wanted the light to show out. And they were otherwise down on the deck. All that was brass.